This is Radio Nepal. I'm Kaushal Khimire with the news. The headlines first. Prime Minister Sherbhadra Dewa says government will not sign any agreement without forging national consensus. Lawmakers seek government's clarification over rumoured draft of USA's State Partnership Program, SPP, that surfaced in media. Nepal Army says it has not entered into any agreement regarding the SPP with the US Army. And European Union signs gas deal with Israel and Egypt to replace Russian energy. Now the news in detail. Prime Minister Sherbhadra Dewa has assured that the government would not sign any agreement without forging a national consensus. Speaking at a meeting held among the top leaders of their ruling coalition partners at Prime Minister's official residence in Balwatar yesterday, Prime Minister Dewa clarified that he would not agree to ink any agreement that would hurt the country's interest and welfare. He reaffirmed his commitment at a time when the issues related to the rumoured State Partnership Program SPP agreement with the United States have surfaced in the media. Informing about the meeting, Janata Samajwadi Party Nepal's chairperson Upendra Yadav shared that the Prime Minister would not consider signing any agreement without consensus. He added that the meeting also discussed issues relating to ongoing deliberations on the parliament about recently unveiled budget for the upcoming fiscal year and its endorsement. Meanwhile, lawmakers have drawn the attention of the government to the so-called draft of the United States State Partnership Program, SPP, that surfaced in the media. Speaking in the special time in yesterday's meeting of the House of Representatives, CPNUMN lawmaker Pradeep Kumar Giawali demanded with the government to clarify the SPP. He argued that Nepal should not conduct or be involved in any activities that would breach the independent and balanced foreign policy of Nepal. Likewise, speaking at the House meeting, a ruling Nepali Congress lawmaker Gagan Kumar Thapa has said that Prime Minister Dewa should clarify the House about the SPP. Likewise, the Nepal Army has said that its attention has been drawn to the news reports related to the State Partnership Program with the United States of America. In a statement issued on Wednesday, the Nepal Army Public Relations and Information Directorate has clarified that the Nepal Army has not entered into any agreement or understanding regarding the SPP with the US Army or the government. It has also been said that no process as such has been initiated. The press statement says that Nepal Army has always been clear and aware of the fact that the non-aligned foreign policy pursued by Nepal, the specific geopolitical position of Nepal and its strategic sensitiveness should not be adversely affected by any military partnership with anyone. Line ministers continue to respond to the queries raised over the headings of their respective ministry under the appropriation bill yesterday. Responding to the queries of the lawmakers raised over the issues relating to his ministry, Minister for Law, Justice and Parliamentary Affairs Govinda Prasad Sharma Koirala shared that bill relating to amending law concerning transitional justice will be presented in the ongoing session of the parliament. Minister Koirala also vowed to take forward the works of the Truth and Reconciliation Commission as per the values of the Constitution and international practice. Likewise, responding to the queries of the lawmakers, Minister for Water Supply, Umakanta Chowdhury, said the government would ensure that the access to basic sanitation and drinking water would reach 100% by the year 2030. The minister added that the access to basic drinking water had reached 94% and that of high and medium standard drinking water at 32% at present. Similarly, replying to the concerns raised by the lawmakers, Minister for Culture, Tourism and Civil Aviation, Prem Bahadur Ale, shared that positive outcomes had started to appear in the tourism sector along with the declining cases of the COVID-19. Minister Ali added that mobility of the foreign tourist had increased after the Thrivan International Airport came into operation for 24 hours a day. The minister also vowed that the ministry was committed to making the country's air service sector more secure and reliable. Clarifying on the questions of the lawmakers, Minister for Urban Development Ramkumari Chakri stated that the ministry was working to address the problems of the homeless, landless squatters and poor people. Likewise, Health Minister Birod Khatiora informed the House that works had been forwarded to set up new hospitals in municipal and ward levels. The Health Minister also shared that plans had been formulated to provide health service related to kidney transplant and surgery of the heart. Meanwhile, all seven province governments presented the budget for the fiscal year 2022-23 in their respective province assembly meeting yesterday. You're listening to Radio Nepal's 8 AM English News Bulletin. Time for a short break now.
हजुर दर्शन
भाग्यवानी बाबु राम्ररी आइपुग्नु भयो नि
हजुर राम्ररी पुगे ऊ चाहिँ मेरो कलेजको बेस्ट फ्रेन्ड
नमस्ते बाबुजू
नमस्ते आउनु न भित्रै
हुन्छ हजुर
अनि दादा त अफिस गइसक्नु भयो होला है
उहाँ त बिहानै हो हुन्छ तपाईँहरू फ्रेस हुँदै गर्नु न म खाना तयार गर्दै गर्छु है
हस् हस् भाउजू
ओए वाइफाई होला नि पासवर्ड माग्न
हे त पनि एनटिसीको सस्तो डे प्याक छँदैछ नि
ए हो र
एनटिसीको डे प्याक लिन *1415# डायल गर्न
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको संचार
You're listening to Radio Nepal's 8 AM English News Bulletin. On to more news now. President Bidya Devi Bhandari has underlined the need for strengthening the Public Service Commission to make it capable of facing new challenges. Addressing the 72nd establishment day of the Public Service Commission in Kathmandu yesterday, President Bhandari applauded the Public Service Commission's priority to upgrade its technical strength to switch its services to the online system and connect them to the Nagarik app. The President also called for making the Commission's service delivery effective, easier and accessible for a large section of the society. You're listening to Radio Nepal's 8 AM English News Bulletin. On to some international updates now. The European Union, Israel and Egypt have signed a tripartite natural gas export deal as the bloc seeks to diversify away from Russian energy. The Israeli Energy Ministry said the deal finalized yesterday at the East Mediterranean Regional Energy Conference in Egypt's Cairo will allow significant exports of Israeli gas to Europe for the first time. The European Commission's chief, Ursula von der Leyen, said on Twitter that the agreement would contribute to Europe's energy security. Last year, the European Union imported roughly 40% of its gas from Russia. The United Nations has warned that thousands of civilians are trapped in the Ukrainian city of Severodonetsk with essential supplies running out. Many of them are sheltering in bunkers beneath the city's Azot chemical plant. The last bridge leading out of the city was destroyed in fighting earlier this week, effectively trapping its 12,000 remaining residents inside. For weeks capturing Severodonetsk has been a top priority goal for Russia, which now controls most of the city. The spokesperson for the United Nations Humanitarian Affairs Office, Saviano Abreu, told the BBC that lack of water and sanitation was a big worry. Abreu added that food supplies and health provisions were also running out in Severodonetsk, which is in Russia's eastern Luhansk region. Now, the general weather forecast for the country for today. According to the Meteorological Forecasting Division, the weather will be generally cloudy in province number 1, Madhes province, Bagmati province and Gandaki province. It will be partly to generally cloudy in the high, hilly and mountainous regions of the rest of the country and partly cloudy to mainly fair in other parts of the country. There are also chances of light to moderate rain with thunder and lightning to occur at some places of province number 1, Madhes province, Bagmati province, Gandaki province and at one or two places in the rest of the province's hilly regions. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin. But before wrapping up the headlines once again. Prime Minister Shabada Dewa says government will not sign any agreement without forging national consensus. Lawmakers seek government's clarification over rumoured draft of US's State Partnership Program, SPP, that surfaced in media. Nepal Army says it has not entered into any agreement regarding SPP with the US Army. And European Union signs gas deal with Israel and Egypt to replace Russian energy. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 2 in the afternoon. You can also listen to us online at our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np. Keep listening to Radio Nepal and have a good day.